other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have got a big, very informative radio broadcast lined up for you today. Daniel Estulin will be joining us coming up in 30 minutes from his home outside Madrid, Spain. And so that should be quite informative and interesting. I had a long 30-minute conversation with him yesterday morning, caught up on a lot of things that have been going on. He's been very, very busy. In the 2 years since we last interviewed him here, when he came on talking about the assassination plot against Congressman Ron Paul, that is still the only thing linked on the main page of his website. So he's been so busy, I haven't even updated that. But he's got a lot coming up, been in Africa, seen a lot of harrowing things there, and got a new book coming out, so we'll be talking to him. Oh, also, he told me 2 years ago, but told me not to tell anybody, so I didn't. And I believed him because the guy's always been credible. Though, if anybody else would have told me, I would have kind of been taken back that, yeah, the Halcyon group that bought the Terminator series and Philip K. Dick series and all of this, they have bought my book and are going to make it into a big movie, a big thriller. And I just so happened to know somebody who'd made a couple Philip K. Dick movies and worked with the estate, and I called them up, and they said, yeah, that's true. Separately about the Halcyon Group and the Philip K. Dick optioning basically all the works for 3 years. And so then I talked to Daniel again yesterday, and he said, no, it's true. They're going to have a press conference in Madrid, Spain, coming up on Friday with that. And then I Googled it and saw that it was already in some of the publications, some of the Hollywood publications like Variety. So that's very, very exciting. Congratulations to him. And, you know, this classic story of what happens over and over again, and I'll talk about it later before he comes on, took place. I just ignore everybody calling me 24-7 trying to stir up fights with myself and others. I just learned to ignore it. But then what people do to stir fights up between me and other people is they go on the PrisonPlanet.com forum, and they post things supposedly I've said, and then use that as a source, or they post other people's stuff. And then other people, usually even the same people, call up others and say, are you seeing what Alex Jones is saying about you? And so I guess about a week ago, some French news site posted and said Daniel Estulin was at Bilderberg meeting, which is just ridiculous. And, you know, they've had him arrested, other things, like they've had me arrested. And that, and then somebody posted that on the Prison Planet forum, and then people gave that to Daniel. And then they had to put out a press release saying it wasn't true, because every time he does media interviews, he's asked about it. And then he was asked about it, I guess, off-air, and then on-air made the point on Iranian television, Press TV, that the crazies over at Prison Planet, he meant, obviously, and I talked to him, that's what he meant, the message board, and what people were doing over there. So that's the type of dirty tricks I go through every single day. I have people faxing folks, reprogramming fax machines with our business phone numbers, death-threatening people. That is routine. We have people programming their IP phones to say they're our business line and calling people. I guess IP spoofing. We have people just engaging in every form. Well, there's a bunch of other stuff. In fact, I shouldn't even list it all because it only encourages others to do it. But they have a lot of dirty tricks they use. I mean, they'll send out 10 million emails with my website cussing at people and then, you know, to try to make folks file complaints about it being our email. But the good news is we're such a big website now, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, that most people have learned all these tricks, and it doesn't really cause us that big of a problem anymore. But we are seeing the attacks intensify with hack attacks and demonization campaigns. Speaking of that, we've been attacked by Bloomberg. We've been attacked by the New York Times again. We've been attacked by the L.A. Times. Though that's somewhat fair compared to the other hit pieces. It still is one. We're just being attacked everywhere this weekend. So we have definitely arrived in a big way and are just entering into the vortex here. So anyway, Daniel Estulin coming up. Very excited about that. And then we've got Kevin Trudeau. Yes.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Feels like a Monday. Coming off Memorial Day, but it is Tuesday, the 26th day of May 2009. We'll be live here for the next 3 hours and 52 minutes. Daniel Estulin scheduled to join us coming up at the bottom of the hour, about 22 minutes. And then we have got Judith McGeary, Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance. The feds are going around openly, and I even heard Brownfield talking about it this morning, openly bribing all the major farm and ranch groups, I mean with millions of dollars, even local chapters, to then threaten their members and tell them it's the law to accept animal chipping and premises ID. When you do the premises ID, you basically waive your rights, sign on to a corporate fraud. It is not the law. It is not the law. It's all color of law. So that is coming up in the middle of the next hour today. Then Kevin Trudeau, you know him of infomercial fame and best-selling author fame. The reason I've got him coming on is because I was on Mancow Mueller's show about a month ago, and Mancow said, you know, I had dinner with Kevin Trudeau. He's a fan of yours, and here's his phone number. I was like, yeah, Kevin Trudeau's a fan of Alex Jones. And then I kind of wrote the number down at my house doing a radio interview over the telephone and then lost it. And then somehow we got contacted by Trudeau's office, talked to him. He's in Germany right now on tour this morning. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber. Watch all your films. Huge fan for years. And I had guessed that he was into the New World Order. It wasn't hard to guess because he sent some newsletters out I'd gotten copies of and talking about a one world government, New World Order, the last few years. And he's a guy with a lot of influence. That's why the media and the feds have tried to come after him. How dare him sell books with supposed herbal remedies, you know, things that are well documented, like garlic's good for your heart. Goodness gracious. And, you know, aloe vera's good for burns. Oh, my. So radical. But it's just really exciting to learn that Kevin Trudeau is a big supporter of the show. He'll be on with us coming up. In fact, I appreciate him letting us bump him. Dan Lesland's been so hard to get on the radio because he's been so busy writing his new book that he'll tell you about coming up. That's why he's been doing a lot of media, but he's about to start more because the book is basically done. And so he actually moved out to the countryside, he said, to finish it. Now he's going to move back into the city. That's why he'll be joining us by cell phone today. He's way out in the countryside in Spain. Boy, do I envy him. I'd love to live in the country. I tell you, I mean, cities are fine, but I love the countryside. Nothing like hearing crickets and frogs and just the relaxation of it. Anyways, I'm digressing. So he is coming up, and then Kevin Trudeau from Deutschland will be joining us on the show today. And we will have open phones as well. You know, I talk about things that click. Pieces of news, pieces of information, pieces of intel that just confirm thousands of other things that we've been working on over the years and large pieces of the puzzle we already had. I mean, forget connecting the dots. Routinely now I'll see a news story or an article or a bill or a government document, or I'll watch a globalist conference on C-SPAN or Davos, Switzerland online, or I'll watch sit up for hours watching hours and hours of European Union Parliament meetings where they're openly announcing the architecture of world government and how it's going to work. And it doesn't just connect the final dots. It makes it a crystal clear three-dimensional hologram image or map or blueprint of what we're dealing with. And I just got slammed into my chair this weekend when I saw a London Guardian report. I also saw a report out of the Times of London, and that was the most important one, dealing with a meeting that Paul Watson had reported on last week. And Watson said this was probably a eugenics meeting and then gave listings of past meetings, similar meetings that have been held where eugenics is the topic. And the ABC News headline was, you know, world leaders meet in secret, but it's not for world government. They said, well, they met in secret because they didn't want anybody to think they were an alternate world government. The Times of London also says that. An alternate world government. That's saying we're not the world government because they met days before the Bilderberg Group meeting, and the David Rockefeller and others that were at this meeting went to Bilderberg. And then we found out about it a week and a half later, ABC News, last Tuesday. Paul Watson reported on it then and said it was probably eugenics on Wednesday. And that article's there. Because that's all they meet about. That's all these people ever meet about. That's all that everything else they discuss at Bilderberg and at the inner councils of the Trilateral Commission and CFR, everything that's discussed at Club of Rome, everything that's discussed at the UN, that's all just building the foundation for their ultimate goal. In the final equation, from the minutes and the documents and the witnesses and the moles that we have, and then the published reports by all these groups, is that they want world government so they can carry out the orderly extermination of conservatively 80%. That's in the UN and Club of Rome documents going back to the 60s. That is now the minority group, and most of the groups published they want to kill 95%, and now that's becoming kind of passe And the more radical group says 99.9%, and then an even more radical minority is forming but becoming a majority that says kill all humans. And Dr. Pianca's graduate students at UT have defended him, and we published, you know, linked to their published papers where they say kill all humans. We must build world government to kill everyone. I mean, these people are total and complete creatures from another dimension. I mean, they are right out of Hellraiser, Final Fantasy, Event Horizon. I mean, how else would you describe them? And really, all they're doing is relaying the inner sanctum's directives. See, if you were the ultimate control freak, the singularity of control freakness, you would want to kill everyone, and then including yourself. And many of these dark philosophers, we quote some of them in Endgame, they say suicidal nihilism is the way to go because they want to, you're a control freak, you then want to kill yourself. If you can't find life extension technologies, if you can't take control of that, and that's what they say in their own philosophy, then you will kill yourself simultaneously by destroying the planet. Now, I know this sounds totally nuts. It is insane, but crazy like a fox. These people are the penultimate, I mean secondary. That's why I say penultimate. Next to Beelzebub, if that's how you want to put it, they are as evil as it gets. They are paramount. They are numero uno. They are just absolutely out of control. And if I spent hours this weekend reading, probably 15 different mainstream news articles from Russia and England, the United States, Canada, about this meeting and about this group, and every one of the reports is an interview with an unnamed source within the group. It's one of the secretaries for the group, probably the head of the Rockefeller University. That's who they say ran the meeting. Yeah, these people's secretaries are incredibly powerful. And, you know, it says we talked to one of the functionaries of the group, and they said, it's called the good group. The good group. And they want to reduce the world population, and it's, you know, all lovey-dovey and sweet, and they want to help everybody out. So later, after Esalen leaves us, when we start the next hour, I am going to detail this as best I can and break it down. I know I spent most of the 2 hours Sunday going over it, but I listened to the rebroadcast while I was doing research, and I just didn't give it justice. So I want to try to boil down the basics of who they are, what they are, what they want to do, and then go over this article and just show it for what it is. Open evidence that that's all these people are up to is no good. And the sick thing is I get hundreds of emails and comments on the articles Paul Watson wrote at PrisonPlanet.com. A lot of people defending it saying, well, yeah, I don't think we should kill everybody, but you got to admit there's too many people. You got to admit we're overpopulated. I mean, somebody's got to do this. This is the tough choice we have to make. Well, see, once you've decided that that's the truth, you've thrown all humanity out the window. You've thrown everything our ancestors stood for out the window. You've thrown our complete history out the window, and you're capitulating to a lie. We need to innovate and reach the stars and colonize space. But instead, remember 2 years ago, the Film Festival Award for the Berlin Film Festival, was it 2007, shows humans destroying the Earth and then like cancer virus bacteria, you know, some type of evil microcosm blasting off in spaceships to infect the universe. In fact, let's find that. I know Paul Watson did an article about it. That's how they see us. Not an incredible species. Not a wondrous species. Not a species that is evil but also good. Not a species that has amazing potential. And we really do. This is the biggest lie ever. And this is done by an elite that hate themselves and hate humanity. And we can go to the next level, but the elites don't want to do that because they want to control society and want to mold it in the way they see fit. And so this is the big question coming up. This is for all the marbles discussed in T-minus 40 minutes, 5 seconds. Stay with us. We'll come back and tell you about some of the other financial news. Supreme Court nominee Elon Moore and Daniel Esplin. Stay with us.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 26, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $949.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $976.96, $488.48 for the half ounce, and $244.24 for a quarter ounce. That's $976.96, $488.48, and $244.24.
Bailout equals market distortions, increased money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems? Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is not contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me.
I saw seven different reviews in mainstream media, and I wasn't even looking this weekend for the film New World Order that premieres tonight on IFC, Independent Film Channel. You know, Independent Film Channel has been good to me. They produced Waking Life with Tommy Pallotta and Rick Linklater. And I've been on a few of their TV shows in the past that were very fair. I knew that it was IFC that was looking at funding this original New World Order film 2 years ago when I was first approached by the production company, SeeThink. And when I say it's the fairest film I've seen towards us, it still focuses in on the hokey and the goofy and distorts. You know, they keep saying, oh, we only looked at who these people really are and showed you what they're saying and doing. Yeah, that'd be like if I followed somebody for 2 years and only put in a film the few times I saw them burp or the few times they forgot, you know, pick their nose. It is a distortion. But they do show, I'd say, 40% stuff on our side, 60% on the establishment side of cliches and stereotypes. And the establishment is still playing an old paradigm. They think that this film coming out is going to make us look goofy and bad, but it's going to backfire on them. I've talked to people that have been at screenings. I've talked to people that have seen it on demand because IFC puts stuff out on demand first. And IFC has said that this is the most downloaded TV show off their on demand on record. It's dwarfed everything. And that shows the interest in this. And they've also got a bunch of other TV programs they produced and specials about the alternative media that feature myself and others that are built around this premiere tonight. And several of those shows are going to come on afterwards. And I really want to see how fair those are. Though I don't watch enough TV to even know if I have IFC. I don't think I do. In fact, before we forget, will somebody call my wife, ask her to check that, and ask her to subscribe to IFC or to a cable package right now so I can watch it tonight? Or we have satellite here in the office. We're out here on the edge of town. We can't even get cable over here. Well, I tell you, I don't know about you, but this satellite stuff does not work too well. Our satellite system isn't working about a third of the time. Side issue, I'm digressing. The point is that overall this is a positive thing. But I had forgotten that they'd mentioned about 2 years ago they were going to interview Estlin, and then I never thought about it again. Estlin says they followed him around for 2 years and didn't stick him in the film. And he says he's glad because he thinks it's a hit piece. And I tend to agree with him. At a certain level, and that's because Daniel was always so composed. There was nothing they could probably get off of him that they could twist or spin. But see, that's the little game you play with this devilish system. You know, let's see when the Bilderberg movie comes out as a big, you know, kind of angels and demons type film put out by the folks putting out Terminator Salvation. Let's see if they don't do some things like that. And then the argument would be, well, it's better just to get it out and still educate people about these things. Who knows, though? That is all preemptive, and we can't comment until we see what happens. But I engage the mainstream media. I rarely turn down interviews. More and more I do. I probably turned down more than 10 big TV interviews in the last year because I'm just too busy making my own films, and I don't want these people creeping around in my office. I turned down History Channel, Discovery Channel, the guy that specializes in doing JFK conspiracy theory hit pieces where he literally distorts and manufactures the evidence on record, called me up, you know, kind of giggling at me on the phone. And I just said, look, pal, I don't want to be on your show. And he goes, you don't want to be on TV? And I said, no, I don't want to. So more and more, I turned them down, which most people would kill to be. But you know what? The guy that Joe Bellinger that made some kind of monster and Paradise Lost and so many other big hit films, Brother's Keeper. I mean, he's one of the biggest documentary filmmakers with his partner out there. He made a $3.4 million Discovery Channel program with myself being the main character. And he came back to me and said, yeah, they want us to make you look stupid, and I'm not doing that. And this is the guy that made Paradise Lost and Some Kind of Monster and all these other huge films. And so Discovery Channel shelved that entire film last year because they wanted a hit piece. And so that's definitely what has happened with this New World Order film. So I tend to agree with Daniel Estlin, who, by the way, we just got online. We're going to break. Come back in just a couple minutes. Daniel Estlin joining us from Spain. His book, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, a bestseller in scores of nations. And he's got a new book coming out soon. It's on sale in Europe, but coming out soon in the U.S. Shadow Masters. Very, very exciting. We'll talk to him about that coming up on the other side of this quick break. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Here it is, my friends, just out in the last month or so, the newest Daniel Estulin, updated, revised, and expanded North American Union edition. It is a lot thicker. Hundreds of photos, documents, available at Infowars.com. We're proud to carry this book in the Infowars.com bookstore video shopping cart. Also, a great companion to it is my film that covers Bilderberg and the New World War Master Plan, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Joining us for the next 25 minutes or so is Daniel Estulin via cell phone from rural Spain. He's got a big press conference coming up Friday. His book being turned into a major motion picture. Very, very exciting by the folks that are putting out Terminator, Salvation, the Philip K. Dick movies, and a lot more. He told me about this 2 years ago, and I kept it in confidence. If anybody else would have told me something like that, I would have thought they were making it up. But Daniel's always been such a great source of info that I believed him. Then I talked to some folks I knew in Hollywood that separately have worked with the Philip K. Dick estate with his daughters and confirmed that they knew the Halcyon Group and what they were doing. So that was very, very exciting. So he's here to talk about that as well. But first, the hit piece, and that's what Bloomberg's reporting. They're very excited. The New York Times likes it. The establishment loves this new film, The New World Order. They think it makes us all look like a bunch of idiots. Daniel Estulin was interviewed for this film, but wasn't in the film. And I think he wasn't in the film because following him around for 2 years, they couldn't find anything to make him fit into their stereotypical conspiracy theorist box. They did find that following me around for 2 years, but in the end, it's just going to backfire on him. Daniel Estulin, great to have you here with us.
Thanks for having your show, Alex. Well, absolutely. The people from the Seething Productions, again, it's not that they made us look like idiots. They make us look like crazies. And this is exactly what I was talking about a few days on one of the radio television shows from England. You know, I'm tired of seeing time and again how people who are fighting this thing and should know better actually, you know, fall for this, you know, same trick each and every time. Now, these people, you know, Luke and whatever the other character's name, they followed me around for a year and a half while we were in the United States promoting my book, The True Story, The Bilderberg Group, from New York to Portland, I think to Eugene, and I can't remember if they went with us to California or not, but they certainly went from East Coast to the West Coast. And certainly, they obviously didn't have anything, you know, worthy of making us look, making me look like an idiot or crazy, so they decided to take it out. What doesn't make any sense, and again, you know, these are the people with some very dark, sinister objectives, whatever they may be, but they certainly haven't done us any favors, because again, talking to the people who understand, who are part of the establishment, they're all basically saying, shaking their heads, you know, this thing, this documentary, the Seething Productions, New World Order, has taken us, you know, not a couple of steps back, but way, way back in this fight, because again, you cannot wear toilet seat around your neck or a G-string around your head while you scream the government did it from a corner of a major intersection in New York City and be taken seriously by anybody who's a normal Joe. And I think that's the objective. The objective is not to talk to each other, as so many people do on all these, you know, chats and forums, but actually go out and try to convince normal 9-to-5 working people who go to work, who come home, who watch television, play golf on the weekends, play cards with friends, do barbecues, that the New World Order exists. And the only way to do this is not to wear toilet seats or G-strings, but actually make sense and not talk crazy.
Well, absolutely. You know, the issue here, the way Bloomberg and the LA Times and the New York Times are going after me on this is by association. And then they also, I had Bilderberg security walk up to me in the bar the night before it closed in Chantilly, and they said, people pull fire alarms, they go to prison. They try to steal vases. And Rob Jacobson was my witness. He's with me. And we go, what are you talking about, pull fire alarms? We go upstairs. The door closes. Right as I go on a radio show, the fire alarm goes off. Then I go downstairs, and the head of security walks up and says, I'm going to F you up, Jones. And all of this happens. And then the way the movie makes it look, I'm crazy. I think a fire alarm is for me. And that's what the, but, I mean, I can't help, Daniel, when the media just lies. And you know, when Bloomberg says, I'm imagining fire alarms. The news is saying, I'm imagining cars following us. That followed us off Bilderberg. I mean, I had guys walking up to me at my hotel saying, let's go attack the State Department together. And they were big FBI agents. And you know, so you know, we're in reality, which looks kooky to people. And then the mainline public's so dumbed down, it looks, yeah, I mean, it can be made to look crazy. And they stick the one guy in there from England or Ireland who thinks he has a chip in his head. You know, that's the production company's issue. I mean, I guess I could turn down all interviews in the future, or you could, and I actually am turning down a lot of interviews. I mean, how do you handle that, Daniel?
Well, you know, I'm going to give you an example. One of the things that New York Times and the Washington Post as well have never done is come anywhere near me or touch me, because they know anything they throw at me, I can actually, you know, deflect it and win any argument against them. You know, not very long ago, I saw one of the chats. And one of the other websites, people talking about, you know, the need for creating a universal language. And it kind of a thought occurred to me, you know, do people actually understand that, you know, part of H.G. Wells's ultimate revolution was, in fact, the elimination of all national languages in favor of what he called basic English, which had a vocabulary, or would have had a vocabulary of only 850 words. Now, if you ask people for, as an example, if people who are listening to the show and you can explain this to others, because again, you cannot say government did it wearing a toilet seat around your neck. You have to explain to people who, why, what, and where. That's the only way we can actually get them on our side, because the only thing we can do is get people to listen. So, for example, if I have a couple of minutes, I'd like to give you an example of what I'm talking about.
All right, I want you to do that, but then in the time we have limited, I want to get into your new book, the work you're doing.
I'll have 2 minutes.
Yeah,
now, you know, as you know, we talked about this before. What's today's called the Bilderberg Group about 600-700 years ago had another name. It's called the Venetian Black Nobility. Now, these people who are today the Bilderbergers, they know that ideas are more powerful weapon than guns, than fleets, and bombs. Now, in order to secure acceptance for their imperial ideas, the Venetian nobility seeks to control the way people think. We know that. If you can control the way people think, say the Venetians, you can control the way they respond to events, no matter what those events it is. So if we can do the same and get people actually, you know, to think the way we want them to think, we can win. For example, you know, we're talking about languages. In the early part of the 1200s, you know, Italian language didn't exist. It was born with a man by the name of Dante Alighieri, who was the, of course, the writer, the great genius behind the Divine Comedy, who refined the canto form of poetry. Now, his follower, Francesco Petrarca, sought to advance the language further with the invention of a sonnet. And Petrarca's friend Boccaccio invented this thing called the Decameron. Now, Decameron was written in order to prevent the Italian society from sinking into the cultural pessimism and dying out during the Black Death of the 1340s. You see, that's how the Italian language was born. Then Geoffrey Chaucer, who attended one of the lectures by Boccaccio on Dante in 1375, he got the idea to do the same thing in English, and he had the Canterbury Tales, which, of course, recounts the hilarious tales told on a religious pilgrimage to the Church of Canterbury. The same thing happened in French when the Christian humanist Erasmus of Rotterdam inspired his student, François Rigolot, to do the same in France by creating this amazing character called Gargantua. And then in Spanish, we have this great example of Don Quixote de la Mancha, the accountant, and his sidekick, Sancho Panza. You see, in this way, languages created by poets lifted up the populations that have been dominated by ignorance and thereby ruled over. In fact, the most important thing in this entire thing that I said is that the nations were created by languages and not the other way around, which now, you know, suddenly makes sense why H.G. Wells wanted to create the basic English, because in Wells' future world, the English most speak and write today is very different.
Yeah, it's Ingsoc. It's Ingsoc. I mean, that's what George Orwell in 1984 talks about, dumbing the language down so it's impossible to relay an idea. So they dumb it down to just emotions. And so people just say, that looks goofy. It must not be true. But the sharp guy in the suit on TV selling you that Iraq has WMDs, that looks and sounds credible. So you go along with it. Yes, I understand
that's exactly what you're saying.
That's
the idea why they're in Europe. They're creating one language. There's no longer languages, individual countries have their own languages, but they're creating three, four main languages that everybody must speak at the expense of their languages.
Because, but the French are fighting that. The Spanish are fighting that.
But the point is that, you know, they're trying to do this. And if you can explain to people from a logical perspective, without wearing a toilet seat or making crazy noises, which a lot of people do, then actually you have people who are listening to you from the point of view of logic and reason, and then we have them won over. Because, again, as long as logic and reason prevails, we can win this war. If people are basically talking to each other, see, there's two things. Okay, there's the principle and the technique. And the technique is that all these people, most of them are crazy, who are talking to each other in all these forums and chats, who don't make any sense to anybody outside the forum or the chat. All right? I don't know if it's childhood.
And that's what you're saying. Yeah, I understand. The Prison Planet Forum was saying you're a Bilderberg group member. Ridiculous.
I'm just talking.
That's the crazy sign. But that was some. That was somebody linking to a story. A million posts a month. I can't, you know.
And so many forums in so many countries, you know, be it in English and French and in German, in Spanish, and they're all the same, because the type of people who do these kinds of things is the same. But the idea is, instead of wasting time talking to each other, learn about history, learn about culture.
I agree. That's what I do, yeah.
And try to explain to people why what today is called Bilderberg 800 years ago was called something else, and why they're doing what they're doing. Because, again, to say, well, they're trying to take a freedom away to most people is just simply not good enough.
Yeah, this is the true ruling council of the planet. And if you watch the European Parliament, as I've been doing, they admit it is a global Europe is what they're calling it. And they're openly announcing world government, a bank of the world that we will pay our carbon taxes to. Daniel, talking to you yesterday on the phone, you were starting to say peak oil was a scam. I know you'd been trying to research it and questioning it a few years ago. Do you now believe that peak oil is a eugenicist, a false scarcity scam?
No, look, you know, in the world, there are two energy sources. One is called nuclear energy, and the other one is called oil. Unfortunately, the people who control the world will never let nuclear energy, which is the cheapest, you know, the best and the longest-lasting energy, you know, source in the entire world that can actually increase our population base from 6.7 billion to to about 10 billion because, again, the energy flux density, you know, nuclear energy flux density, has nothing to do in terms of calories with, you know, with solar energy, wind, or even oil. It's much heavier, much denser, and obviously can do things which no other source of energy can do. Now, as the people who control the world can't possibly afford, as I explain in my book, to let third world countries have access to nuclear energy because it will allow them to stand up on their own feet and no longer need the funding from the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank and company. And no, so we'll have only basically one energy source available, and that's oil.
Yes.
And unfortunately, as we're running out of oil, that's what I'm saying. There's only, unfortunately, again, unfortunately, you know, this global warming is a big scam. It's not global warming. Actually, it's global cooling right now,
yes.
You know, which works in periods of about 100,000 years. And we're actually smack in the middle of global cooling.
Absolutely.
Our global company will tell you otherwise.
So this is a form of neo-serfdom, as the Royal Commission put out with the British in 49 stated, to shut down the third world, not let them get resources to develop, and deal with eugenics. Now, Daniel, we've got limited time, and we really appreciate you joining us. Again, the new book is out, the North American Union edition, available at Infowars.com, or just Google it. You can also go to DanielEstelin.com as well. Daniel, I want to talk about the big press conference coming up Friday. You told me in confidence, which I was honored you did 2 years ago, that you'd done this movie deal, and now it's going to be made, and there's a press conference coming up that they're going to sync up Friday with the European premiere of Terminator film Salvation. Tell us about that. This is very, very exciting.
Well, the deal has been in works for about 4 years. Obviously, you know, working with Hollywood, even if it's an independent studio, and they are, it takes time. It's a very long and arduous process. We've been talking to them since 2005 when my book first was released in Spanish. It was done through my former agent in Sweden. And this Friday we have a press conference announcing during the European premiere of Terminator Salvation that their next big movie is going to be a project that's going to be based on a true story of the build-up group. It's not going to be a documentary. It's going to be a full motion picture.
Absolutely. That is so exciting. And is this going to be a thriller? I mean, can you give us any window? Is it along the line?
At this point, usually the way it works is they're probably going to commission four or five directors to write a mini script. And based on you know, each individual vision that the directors will have and based on which one they like most, is that the one they're going to probably go with. It's obviously it's going to be a money-making proposition. The budget for it is, I can't really say at this point in time, but it's a very, very big budget, dwarfing most budgets for most action-adventure films. But anyway, the idea is that these people are on the right track. Terminator Salvation is probably going to be the highest-grossing film of this year, if not one, definitely number two. And the video game version is already doing very, very well. So obviously, you know, these people are going to have enough money to finance the project themselves, which is what we're actually very concerned with initially, and now we're very, very pleased.
Absolutely. The toys alone are going to finance the next. You got the toys, you got the TV show spinoffs,
they certainly made the Terminator Salvation PG-13, and, you know, they can do the same for this film. That means that, you know, Burger King and company are going to have, you know, Daniel Estulin action figures.
So actually, this is the main hero is going to be you.
Well, it's going to be me. Or it's going to be based on someone like me. Beyond the you know, the duplicity and the lies and the obfuscations and the deceit of the people behind, you know, the curtain. It's also a very human story of a person, me in this particular case, you know, who against all odds tries to find the truth and also tries to learn about himself. You know, so it's a very human story as well on many different levels. And I guess that's one of the things that really appeals to them. It's not just, you know, good guys, bad guys, but it has so many other elements which you can play with and make it into a beautiful movie.
All right, Daniel, I want to get into where you've been the last few years. You've been very busy. I've always, you know, reported to folks that you've been writing another book. Some people are like, where have you been the last two Bilderbergs? You made the point that if it's a Bilderberg where you can't get good photos, we did get Bernanke and a few others in Chantilly, but if it's not good to get photos, what is the point? And also, you've been writing a new book. You told me the harrowing tales of what happened when you went to Africa to cover AFRICON and the takeover by the globalists there. Tell us about your new, and by the way, I'm going to skip this network break. This is a network break coming up. We're skipping it, everybody. That's a network and stations. Tell us about what you've been working on the last few years, Daniel.
Well, you know, again, as I just said, there's been a lot of talk because I get emails from people who send me links, you know, to chats and forums all over the world, people asking where I was. It's really, you know, I didn't understand why everybody's so concerned about who I, you know, where I am or what it is that I'm doing. But the point is that I haven't gone to Bilderberg over the last couple of years. There have been comments from certain individuals saying that I made so much money for my book, I no longer am interested. No, the reason I haven't gone this year or last year is because, you know, this year's Bilderberg conference was held in the same hotel that I covered way back my first Bilderberg conference in 1993. And I know the place. Last year, Chantilly, I know it very well, too, because I was there in 2002. There's absolutely no way to get anywhere near a hotel to take good photographs and just to go there to be harassed by people. I don't need to do that because, again, I get information sitting in the living room of my house, as I've done this, you know, this particular year as well, scooping the whole world on the Bilderberger pre-meeting agenda and, you know, what these people have talked about. So that's the reason I haven't gone, not because I stopped doing it, because simply I made too much money and I'm too wealthy right now. And as far as it's absolutely true, I haven't done any interviews in the past year, or hardly any, simply because I've been working on my new book. Now, anyone who has written a book, all right, knows that it's not the same writing a comment on the chat forum that it is writing a book, which, you know...
No, it's very hard. I'm writing a book right now and pulling my hair out. It was supposed to be done a year ago.
7 days a week, 365 days a year. That thing doesn't leave even when you're sleeping. I've tried leaving coffee and biscuits next to the computer and seeing if it would write it itself. Unfortunately, it doesn't. I have to physically sit down with my little fingers start typing words and letters and sentences. Now, one of the chapters in my new book, The Shadow Masters, which will be released by Friday sometime in October, talks about Africa. Well, basically, what I've done is I've uncovered how international corporations, big behemoths such as Halliburton and Company, are working hand in glove with the world, European, and North American governments, the Israelis, the Russians, even the Chinese are there, of course, in Sudan, the Americans, the Canadians, the French, the English, how all of them are working, and also with all the top NGOs in the world, from Human Rights Watch to CARE to Oxfam, etc. And they have only one objective in mind. I'm talking about Sudan. That is to get rid of all the blacks living there so that they can get at the natural resources under their feet. Now, I didn't go with any as a tourist on a tourist visa, and I didn't go as an embedded reporter with anybody. I went with a group of very trusted comrades, ex-Secret Service, and all of us, armed to the teeth, went to the areas which we thought necessary to go and see the things that were being done there to the people. And it's absolutely amazing. Africa is an amazing continent. You know, for $20,000, you can kill an elephant. For about $15,000, you can kill a lion. For maybe $8,000, you can kill a zebra. And for about $20, you can kill a black person. For about $100, you can kill his whole family. That's Africa. And until you're there, you don't really understand it. So what I've done on this...
You were telling me you got photos so hardcore you probably can't even put them in your book.
Well, you know, as a matter of fact, you know, the Spanish version of this book was released last year, all right, just as because I was in Spain, as, you know, Bilderberg was supposed to release in Spain. You know, this book was released in Spain. My publisher had a look at the photos. You know, they met with the lawyers and they said, we cannot do this. We cannot release these photographs. So basically, we just released a few. But again, I will talk to Chris Milligan and see if we can actually get some of these photographs in the book. But the point is that, again, it's amazing continent of contrast. You can see literally cultures which have been untouched in the last 300 years.
Well, Daniel, give us a window into this. It's important because you were there. You said you went with special forces people. You got a lot of courage. Talk about adventure. I hope that's in the upcoming Bilderberg movie. Tell us some of what you saw.
Well, again, some of the things that you see is the long-lasting friends, you know, everybody has assumed over the last decades and several generations, especially since the Second World War, you know, the British and the Americans, the Israelis and Americans, these things no longer exist. You know, the Americans are fighting the Israelis, the British, the Americans, the Russians, the Chinese, the French. Everybody's fighting each other. They're no longer friends. They're just temporary partners, all right, in this quest for the natural resources. And again, go back to the natural resources, and I do have to go in a couple of minutes. I have people waiting outside from television crew. I don't know from where. But the point is that what you actually have is, again, we're at a point where we can all, you know, make a substantial jump to 10 billion people in population. And the only way we can do this, the only way, is through nuclear energy, or we're going to go down to about 2 billion people if we stay with this, you know, nonsense green and blue. And of course, anybody who's
sure. Daniel, we've got you on the schedule for another 3 or 4 minutes. Can you send somebody to the door to get that TV crew in there?
I can probably do that. I'm waiting.
Okay, good. Well, let me just ask you these final questions here in the time we've got then, but can't wait to have you said in the next few weeks you'd come back on for an hour, correct?
Well, we'll definitely see it. It all depends on the Hollywood people, exactly what they have in mind, if there's promotion or not.
No, regardless, I wanted to, when I talked to you yesterday, you said that you'd probably come on the next few weeks so we can talk more, because I want to talk about the intel you got from Bilderberg 2009, because I know you, as you've said, have people that have attended Bilderberg that you know. I don't know how much of what we talked about off air I can even say. That's another issue. Did you see the articles about the meeting 2 weeks ago before Bilderberg, right before it, of David Rockefeller, of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, of Warren Buffett, where they admit here that, you know, basically they don't want people to think they're an alternative to world government, and that the meeting was over population, that it was all about reducing world population, and that they really want to get this job done. Are your comments on this group they're now calling?
I haven't seen it, but, you know, again, it's the policy of the World Wildlife Fund, you know, the genocide of, you know, of the two degenerates, the Prince Bernard of the Netherlands, one of the founders of the Bilderberg Group, and, of course, the consort of the Queen Elizabeth II of England, Prince Philip. You know, both Nazis, both degenerates, and, you know, that's their policy. Genocide and reduce the world population, which, again, it's more or less the same policy as Greenpeace or Al Gore. You know, go green. Green is good. Reduce the way we live. And obviously, you know, back to the caves. That's not good. That's idiotic. And anybody who follows it, again, has to understand why they're talking about it. But, again, maybe we can talk about this the next time.
Absolutely. Neo-feudalism. Shadow Masters, though, it's going to come out in the fall or winter of this year in the United States. Daniel?
Yeah, it's going to come out in the fall.
Very, very exciting. Just in the last minute or two, within any key information that you haven't covered that you've gotten from Bilderberg this year, any inside intel?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear anything you said.
Any extra info on what happened in Bilderberg 2009?
Well, actually, yes. I'm just working on my Bilderberg report right now. There's a lot of information. I have a 73-page report from these people, and I'm going very, very slowly through it. And when I have the whole thing done, what we'll do is we'll post it on my website.
And that's DanielEstlin.com?
Or BilderbergBook.com.
All right. Well, Daniel, I appreciate your time. And again, I'd like to get you up for a full interview in the near future. I hope the family's doing well.
Everybody's doing well. And again, I want people to remember the Seething Productions and the New World Order, you know, they went after us and they blindsided the people in the film. And obviously, you know, these people, one way or another, we have to let them know that certainly we don't agree with them.
Did they promise you that it wasn't going to be a hit piece?
It doesn't really matter at this point. You know, he said, she said. But the point is that, you know, you don't follow somebody around for a year and a half not to have them in the film. You know what I mean? So the intention was to have me there as a centerpiece. But unfortunately, I didn't say enough stupid things. So, you know, obviously you couldn't have me in the film. You know, like I said, you know, there's everything I say makes perfect logical sense. I can express what today called the Bilderberg was called Venetian nobility 800 years ago, why language, you know, creates cultures and nations and not the other way around.
I agree with you.
You want people who wear toilet seats screaming the government did it.
Yeah, well, we've got to somehow reach out to the public. You know, none of us are perfect, but we have been somewhat effective at waking a lot of people up, and then they can find more eloquent and refined folks like you, Daniel Esselin. But, you know, we all do the best job we can. But I agree, the film is somewhat of a distortion. Overall, we're going to make lemonade out of these lemons. Daniel, we will talk to you again very, very soon. Godspeed. Congratulations on all your success.
Take care, Alex.
Bye. Take care. There he goes from Spain, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, John, go ahead and let him go. Thank you. Don't forget, folks, if you want to see the Bilderberg Group in living color, understand the master plan, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, this is the film to get, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.